From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. Today, Dr. Alan Cairns, the Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina, continues his series on prayer with a further examination of the features of the Lord's Prayer. Today, Dr. Cairns continues to deal with the request, Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. As Dr. Cairns has pointed out, the little word and connects the two parts of the petition, indicating that there is a definite connection between forgiveness and having our prayers answered. In this message, Dr. Cairns is drawing four lessons that Christ would have us to learn from this connection. In the first place, we learn that unforgiven sin hinders prayer. The Bible contains many examples of God's people who, because of sin in their lives, were unable to get through to God when they found themselves in desperate situations. In the second lesson, we'll see that by joining these two petitions, the Lord Jesus Christ emphasizes our unworthiness to receive the Lord's blessing and magnifies His great mercy in giving it. Before the message, we invite your attention to a devotional thought from the pen of the great 19th century preacher C.H. Spurgeon, as found in his Faith's Checkbook. Today's devotional is entitled, Holy Fear. The text is Proverbs chapter 13 and verse 13. He that feareth the commandment shall be rewarded. Holy awe of God's word is at a great discount. Men think themselves wiser than the word of the Lord, and sit in judgment upon it. So did not I, because of the fear of God. We accept the inspired book as infallible, and prove our esteem by our obedience. We have no terror of the word, but we have a filial awe of it. We are not in fear of its penalties, because we have a fear of its commands. This holy fear of the commandment produces the restfulness of humility, which is far sweeter than the recklessness of pride. It becomes a guide to us in our movements, a drag when we are going downhill, and a stimulus when we are climbing it. Preserved from evil and led into righteousness by our reverence of the command, we gain a quiet conscience, which is a well of wine, a sense of freedom from responsibility, which is as life from the dead, and a confidence of pleasing God, which is heaven below. The ungodly may ridicule our deep reverence for the word of the Lord, but what of that? The prize of our high calling is a sufficient consolation for us. The rewards of obedience make us scorn the scorning of the scorner.
Thank you.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're delighted that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. We'd like to encourage you to take advantage of some of the free literature we offer on the program. We're pleased to announce that the newest edition of Let the Bible Speak quarterly magazine is now available. The theme of the current issue is the subject of temptation. In 5 articles, various ministers of the Free Presbyterian Church discuss such issues as how to recognize the temptation to sin, the temptation of Christ, and overcoming temptation. Among other articles of interest in this issue, you'll find a focus on the land of Macedonia, as well as the inspiring testimony of a young man born with cerebral palsy who is a glowing witness for Christ. A copy is available simply for the asking, and we promise that there will be no follow-up letters soliciting funds. For your free copy, just write to us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the broadcast, you may like to visit us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. We hope to hear from you soon.
When you hear a man making light of sin, and I don't care if he's a preacher, a university theologian, I don't care if he's a politician or a philosopher or just the man in the street. If you hear anybody who has a small view of his own sin or sin in general, you have out of his own mouth the clear testimony that he has no conception at all of the holiness of God. Any man who has ever been caught into the presence of God as he has thought through the words, hallowed, sanctified, declared holy, be thy name, that man will never take a light view of sin. Now, I must say this. It's not my subject this morning, but I must say this very clearly to you. That it doesn't matter what the prevailing opinion of 20th, nearly 21st century American society happens to be, God will judge this generation and every man and woman in it, not according to the situation ethics that are now accepted, not according to their own foolish, debased views, but according to his own eternal law and absolute standard. Solomon said in Ecclesiastes 12:14, God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Then that day, he tells me, he will open the books. Some of you have Bibles that you never open. But God never closes the Bible. As far as you're concerned, he's going to open every book. The book of the law and the book of the gospel. He'll open the books. And God will judge according to his righteous standard. That's why the scripture says that it's only fools who make a mock of sin. The Lord Jesus, in this prayer, therefore, forces us to take the idea of sin seriously. Thankfully, he doesn't do it in order to condemn us, but to encourage us that there is an available pardon for sin. This is the whole message of Scripture. Psalm 130, the third and fourth verses tell us, if thou, O Lord, shouldst mark iniquity, who, O Lord, who would stand? Just think of that. We read this morning about a Pharisee who felt that he was such an upright, righteous, decent man and religious into the bargain. This man had no conception at all of his own wickedness. He went into the very presence of God. He lifted up his eyes as if he had the right to look into the very eyes of his Maker and said, Lord, I thank you. Oh, theoretically he was putting this down to God and to grace. Theoretically he was attributing his goodness to God. But in his heart he was attributing it to himself. He said, I thank you that I am not as other men. And thank God I'm not like this wretched sinner over the aisle. I fast. I tithe. I pray. But Jesus said he went down to his house unjustified, unpardoned, uncleansed, unsaved. If God were to be marking your iniquity, how would you stand? But there is forgiveness with thee that thou mayest be feared. That's what the Savior is impressing on us in this petition in verse 12. And that's why we pray, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Thomas Manton, the famous Puritan preacher, sometimes referred to as the preacher's Puritan. I think every preacher should be acquainted with Thomas Manton. Great man, great preacher. Simple, direct, but so, so profound. And when Manton came to this text, he pointed out a challenging peculiarity about this petition and what follows. Now, let's read the Lord's Prayer and see if you can pick out a very simple, very small, but my, such an important thing. Jesus taught us to pray, Our Father which art in heaven. It's the preamble, the introduction. Now, the petitions start. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Watch it carefully. Here are the first four petitions. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. Give us our daily bread. And notice it. Every word of God is pure. Every word of God is inspired. And every word of God is profitable. This is the first of the petitions that starts with the conjunctive. It starts with and. The ones before it, don't they stand, as it were, alone? In other words, the Lord Jesus Christ is deliberately linking this with what goes before. He says, give us and forgive us. Give us necessary food for our bodies. Give us the good things of life. Give us the bounties of God's provision and forgive us our debts. Now, why does he link these things? I want this today very simply because, as Mike said, I will be gone for a few Sundays and I will, God willing, come back to the text more fully in itself. But I want us today to think of four simple reasons why Christ links these two petitions in this way. Why does he say, give us and forgive us, as if he were saying it all in one breath? I think the first reason is to remind us that unpardoned sin hinders prayer and robs us of the ability to get through to God on matters of great importance. When we pray, give us, we must at once add, forgive us, for the very simple reason that the Scripture says, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. There is no greater or more immediate cause for unanswered prayer than unconfessed and unforgiven sin. Listen to what the Scripture says. Jeremiah 5 verse 25 is exceedingly blunt. Your iniquities have turned away these things, and your sins have withholden good things from you. Is that plain? So much so that a little later in the book of Jeremiah, and you find the same thing in the book of Ezekiel, when the leaders of the Jews wanted prayer, God wouldn't have anything to do with them. He said to Jeremiah, don't even pray for these people, for I won't hear you. And when the leaders of the Jews came to Ezekiel the prophet with a great pretense of holiness, saying, we want to have a prayer meeting, God spoke to the prophet and he told him, I will not hear them. Why? Because the praying was all give us, give us, give us. But while they were praying, "Give us," they had no heart to pray, "Forgive us." They loved their sin. And like so many people, they want their sin, but they want the fruit of righteousness. They want to serve flesh and Satan, but they want the blessing of God. They want to walk the way that leads to hell, but they want it to conduct them to heaven. And God says, this can't be. Unforgiven sin stands as a mighty barrier to stop any man or any woman getting through to God on the matters that are of great importance to them. So many people complain, "Well, God doesn't answer prayer for me. God doesn't answer prayer anymore. We're living in a day when God seems to have given up answering prayer." And you ought to remember what the prophet Isaiah says in chapter 59, in the opening two verses. He says, "The Lord's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save, neither is His ear heavy, that it cannot hear." The problem isn't with the hand or the ear of God, the ability of God to hear and answer prayer. Where is the problem? "But your iniquities have separated between you and your God. Your sins have hid His face from you, that He will not hear you." Do you see what He's saying? He will not hear you. Think of King Saul. I think that there's few more tragic characters in Scripture than the first king of Israel. Started off with such promise. He was such an imposing figure as a young man. As a young monarch, he appeared to have the world at his feet. Saul was like a lot of people. He was very religious when he was in trouble. But Saul failed to make his supplication to the Lord. And when the crunch time came, he was going almost mad with desperation. Why? Because he had not had sin dealt with. And he couldn't pray when he needed to pray.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepres.org. That's faithfpc@freepres.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepres.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.